Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I feel like I haven't been here for ages.
It's nice to have you up here.
I feel like it's only, was it only 1 week?
It was only 1 week.
It was only 1 week, but it feels like a lifetime.
Oh yeah, it was Labor Day. Yeah. Oh God, where am I? What am I?
I know.
What's happening?
It's November.
Christmas is looming.
It's literally the 4th of November. What is going on?
At the cafe I work at on the weekends, it was like Christmas rush had started.
I went into
it was hectic.
The mall you go to the mall and you're like, you have to go in and you have to go out to get like your keys cut or do something. I don't know.
I feel like there is so all the things you can do in a mall, you can do outside of a mall.
Sometimes you're just in St. Luke's though and it's right there. Anyway, there were Christmas decorations and this was on the last day of October. And I was like, this is too much.
I love Christmas though. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm waiting for the day that Tess comes in with your Santa hat.
I already put it on. I put it on like 2 weeks ago.
Oh my God, this
just
is awesome.
Just ready.
What are we talking? Caitlin was like,
Bit keen. What are we talking about this morning, Penny?
We're going to talk about athleisure wear.
Ooh, athleisure wear.
Yeah, so I was watching Netflix. There's a series called Explained, and it's like these 20-minute shows on kind of just random anything.
It's so good.
And it's great for when, you know, if you go out and you come home, you're like, a little bit wide and you just want to like fall asleep or something, but learn at the same time.
Yeah.
So I watched this one and it was really interesting because
was it called athleisure?
It's just called athleisure.
Athleisure.
And it was kind of like talking about the rise of athleisure wear and how, you know, once upon a time you could tell the status of somebody by how they, you know, what clothes they wore.
Yeah.
But nowadays, you know, because athleisure wear is a common thing that you see in cafes and malls.
Should we just explain for anybody who's super confused about what we're talking about, what is athleisure wear?
So it's kind of like wearing your gym gear or your sweatpants in public instead of at the gym. I like to call it.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah.
I feel like we all are at some point at least.
I'm not.
Well, I would be very surprised actually. That's completely off brand.
I'm always like, oh my God, that's weird. But it's because I think for me personally, I wear clothes as like an armour. You know, it's like like if I wear nice clothes, I feel good about myself. So it's a confidence kind of thing.
Totally.
Wearing athleisure wear out would just be like, oh no, I don't feel so good.
Yeah. I feel like it's a comfort thing.
Yeah.
Like if I could wear my pyjamas out, I would. Yeah. I guess I can.
Yeah, but no one's stopping you. Go for it, Tess.
Penny's like,
live your dreams. So what did they say about it?
Okay, so basically once upon a time, you know, people were working kind of 65 hours a week. It was kind of the norm. And within a lifetime, that dropped to 40 hours with legislation and, you know, technology and all that sort of thing. And so particularly the middle class in the US, they started having more leisure time.
Mm-hmm.
So things like, you know, they started playing sports, and originally in 1900, you know, women were wearing long sleeve, long to the ankle white dresses. When they played sports. You know, you think about them swimming, they were wearing wool, you know, and that added another 8 pounds or something to the weight when it got wet, you know. So it wasn't very conducive to being very sporty.
Mm.
And then in the 1920s, there was this really cool woman called Suzanne Leglin, and she was a tennis player, and she became a style icon because she started wearing, like, this headband, like, you know, if you think of the nice bob in the 1920s, headband around here, and she wore a sleeveless dress that was pleated to the knee and
tennis
rolled
dress.
Stock. Yeah, and this was, like, a tennis outfit.
Okay, right.
And so she became very... like she was really good at tennis because she could move freely, and Vogue started putting tennis outfits on the cover and all that kind of thing.
Oh, cool.
Pre-model.
Well, tennis outfits, like, quite trendy, I feel.
Like, I feel like it's always bubbled away, probably since then, that people have been like, there's something a bit fashionable about it.
But that's the thing about a tennis outfit. I feel like if I wore a tennis outfit to the gym, it would be out of place.
Yeah.
Like it's for the tennis court or the fashion catwalk, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And so... things like, you know, tennis, and then things like croquet, that's where sneakers came from.
From croquet? Oh, really?
Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah, so if you look, you know, through the ages, you can see, like, people wearing kind of, like, these little done-up shoes, and then, you know, they're kind of, like, little patent leather shoes, and then they kind of slowly transform into sneakers.
Yeah. Funny.
Turtlenecks came from polo. But it was kind of like the invention of nylon spandex, which is Lycra. You know, they went from being all plant or animal-based mm-hmm. into being man-made fabrics. And these fabrics were inexpensive because you didn't have to tailor them because right. they were made them form-fitting and that sort of thing. So it kind of revolutionised people going swimming and all that kind of thing. And, of course, there was Lululemon, which is a yoga brand, and their kind of invention was putting a gusset in the crotch because we all want to prevent camel toe, you see. So they'd put a diamond shape.
A gusset.
Yeah, so they'd put a diamond.
Do I know what that is?
So I can show you, but I can't show the listener. But basically, you know, if you think of a legging, it used to just have one seam right up, you yeah. know, going
oh, yes.
right up.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
it would have, or I it would see. Meet in a cross, you know, yep. there'd be a seam down the front of your tummy and the
seam down the back, yeah.
down your butt, and yeah. then up your legs. But they put this diamond shape into that square so uh-huh. that it prevented.
So they came up with that, which yeah. is just in all things now, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they came up with that. And that kind of like
crazy.
Allowed people to be able to walk around and it didn't look so revealing.
Okay, right.
You know, because if you think about it, like,
yeah.
if there was a bit of camel toe going
doesn't,
around.
Doesn't leave a lot to the yeah. imagination.
Yeah.
But.
I mean, that does, yeah.
So
yeah.
people started like going, right, well, you know, I'm getting busier, I can go from yoga to the cafe to the, you know, to work or whatever and mm-hmm. not have to get changed or whatever. So people were kind of like, oh yeah, you know, this is more comfortable. And it was kind of like TV in the 50s when people started having TVs. They were watching a lot of people like Muhammad Ali going for runs and sweats and stuff like that. Mm. And so it became more normal for people.
So it wasn't like something you had to hide. It was kind of fine to be like, yes, I can yeah. exercise.
yeah. Interestingly, though, the guy who started Lululemon, whose name I forgot to write down, ended up getting into trouble because he went, they're not for everyone.
Oh.
Some women shouldn't be wearing Lululemon.
Oh,
really?
Dear.
Yeah.
They've been in trouble for a few things.
Yeah.
Here and there.
What era is Lululemon started in?
I think it's like the 90s.
Right.
But
okay.
Tess will be able to double check. I mean, it might even be later than that. But I think he ended up having to like step down from like
1998.
Yeah. From like talking on behalf of the company or something like that, and he founded it. But it kind of, that started like the rise of people going,
Chip Wilson.
Yeah, you can't tell me what to wear, you
yeah.
know, and people being like more, less ashamed of their bodies and it becoming
awesome.
Quite political. So
yeah.
I think, you know, so it's kind of good that he said something because I think.
People were like, hang on, this isn't all good. You can't be talking like this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone's texted in to say the safari suit, the ultimate leisure wear in the 70s. Has that got sort of sporty connotations? Or?
I don't know.
I guess you could go for a hike or something in it maybe.
Yeah, but if you think about like.
Or a safari.
I don't know if I'd want to be like hiking in polyester.
No.
Because
yeah.
those safari suits, I think, were mostly polyester. And
right.
While they look quite chic with a long walk sock and sandal,
they're maybe not actually designed for an exercise.
Yeah, no, maybe I should look up safari suits.
So, like, in regards to you being someone who wouldn't wear. Leisure.
Oh, I would wear leisure wear to, you know, like I've got leggings and a t-shirt that I wear when I go for a walk, but
yeah.
I'm just not like, I'm not going to rock up to a gig like that.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
that
I mean,
sort of
the
thing.
Gig's a bit far, isn't it?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I guess you're jumping around and dancing.
I think.
I don't know. I'm confused by the
whole
thing.
Of all the festivals that happen in New Zealand, Splore is the most likely one you'll see athleisure wear in its full form, you know.
That's very true.
Plus some diamond glitter and sparkles and body paint.
I mean, it's practical.
It is. It's super
like,
practical.
As far as if you're going to be sweating and hot and like moving around a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's when I say this, I mean, it's just, it's not my cup of tea to want to go out.
No,
it, I don't have a problem with other people.
Yeah, go for it.
Be comfortable. Yeah. That's the main thing.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, everyone should be able to do whatever they want and wear whatever they want, you know.
Yeah.
So is that how it's kind of like filtered into the everyday then? It was sort of all of those.
Yeah, and also I guess like Run DMC in 1986 released My Adidas and they ended up getting sponsorship by them and that kind of introduced hip-hop into wearing, you know, sportswear.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they were, you know, we know that they're quite preppy and all that kind of thing, but it became quite synonymous
mm-hmm.
with the hip-hop culture and that sort of thing. So,
well, that's the thing, is that now you've got all these, like, sportswear brands that kind of cross over.
Yeah, like, so it's like
some of the
streetwear.
Stuff they release is, like, not just for exercise.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you're interested in watching the show, it's on Netflix and it's called Explained and the episode is called Athleisure.
Very yeah. cool. Well, thank you very much, Penny. That was really interesting. Oh, we thanks. Will see you next week. Well, we'll see you this afternoon. Yeah. But we'll see you in your fashion hat next week.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.